And we're ready to go right now here at RealLibertyMedia.com. Having a little fun with what the fox said. What does the fox say? We're going to look a little bit at some foxy loxies here today. Well, let me go over here and go to what I've got prepared for today. It's the Matt Shea Report. Yeah, I've getting a little cheeky here and taking a little inspiration in storytelling. This is Shea's Rebellion. It's the war in the West. It's a shaded saga in the sagebrush. A hair-splitting tale of cut and run and hoof to hide the truth on America's home front. Yes, the Matt Shea Report. Reminding you right now to remember, you are what you do, not what you say you do. So become the media and take back your future. Journalism, truth, needs defense. Be the media. This is what matters. This is Ponder Gander Radio Writing Series here at RLMRadio.xyz, RealLibertyMedia.com. I'm your host, Vincent Easley. Find me at RealLibertyMedia.com/author/Vine. Hashtag R-Log. R-L-O-G. It's out there. Well, today it is another modest proposal. Rebellion. Or is it insurgency? Well, we'll have to look. But I've got it titled Rebellion. A Message to Tyranny. It's Shea's Rebellion from Bunkerville and before to, from Bunker Hill to Bunkerville, that is. Burns and beyond, a sagebrush irregulars, rank and file, a meeting of the minds, and what it means to be militia. Well, might call it a fact-finding mission for just war. Is that just war? A just war? Well, is there such a thing? Wretched affections from hate to love. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, we'll have to admit that sometimes our assumptions and preconceived notions are wrong, and therefore our misinterpretation of events is incorrect. This causes us to overreact, take things personally, or to judge people unfairly. That's from Elizabeth Thornton. Same last name as my friend, Bran Thornton, who's I'll be talking about today, coincidentally. That's from her book, Wretched Affections, From Love to Hate. And I believe that's chapter 24. You can find the Google books out there, and you can read some of that. But that's like the intro to a chapter there. Like I said, chapter 24, I think it was. Now that I've interrupted myself, let me continue. So this is a ponderance, a ponder-gander here. Because everyone is equal under the sun, or under God. Do geese see God? Now, if you don't know who I am, Ponder Gander, this over here in the Real Liberty Media chat network over there. That's the constant Ponder Gander. And that is a palindrome there, do geese see God? So let me start it again. Because everybody is equal under the sun, do geese see God? And los patos, patos hacen ruido. And how expensive is the toll? Ducks and paws, ducks and legs. Yes, ducks' feet make noise. And what does the fox say? So there's another song here. If you're listening downstream, first of all, let's start at the top, or at the bottom. Case maybe. If you're listening on YouTube, look down at the bottom, go over and click on the link, come back to the Real Liberty Media page here, the broadcast, the radio log, the R log, the blog, and for the postcast here, and you'll find links and stuff and a lot of fun to follow along with, and also seriousness coming up here after I have a little fun there. So yeah, we've got What the Fox Says, and the other one I played pre-show before Lonnie came on, and it is in Espanol, and that's where I got a couple of them, because everyone is equal, and some other words there. It's all in citations there in the blog, the log radio. And there is a real pretty picture from this gal on Twitter. And you can click her for the image and find her back to her Twitter account there. Says she usually draws gory stuff. And here's a pretty fox with a red tail and her red hair. And I come to this. Who cares about how the days pass? They continue freely. Wonders they want. Well, citizens, within 100 years, you'll no longer exist. You really got to ask, does it matter? Well, what matters? Indeed, indeed. So I've got lyrics and translation there and video where you can go back into and that came, again, Circle, another great muse. You know where that came from. I've got the lyrics translation. Let me open it up so I can just share this here back into the chat room for our live listeners right now. Thank you, Circle. She's always giving me good things to think about, sure enough. And she lives like way, way more further than 100 miles way over there and across the ocean and everything. Okay, I got that copy. This is an English translation from, where's it from? You'll have to help me. Is this Danish, Circle? Well, I'll post it and come back over here where I was at and close that account, our tab. Yeah, this is Some Walk with Broken Shoes is a song, and I've got the video in there. I won't play it on air. Some Walk with Broken Shoes. So there's some good questionable lines in there, and I pulled a little bit out there and put it in. So, all right, let me go back where I was at. Right, who are we talking about anyways? Matt Shea. We'll come back to who Matt Shea is as we stumble on it here. Here it is. And I got to come back to some of the fun part here a little bit later with Leah Sottile. Here's a report of investigation, and it's regarding Representative Matt Shea, Washington State House of Representatives, December the 1st to 2019. And from Wiki, an investigation commissioned by Washington House of Representatives reported on December 1, 2019 that Shea had planned and participated in domestic terrorism on at least 3 occasions. On December 19, Shea was stripped of committees and suspended from having any role in the House Republican Caucus. I've got the link here for that report. It's the Rampart Group. And I have some. Let me just continue on here. I've lined stuff up here, and we'll take her from one side and roll her into the other. This is from Readout News, Rampart Investigation. It's Swedish. Thank you, Circle. Thank you very much. That man that sings that. Come back to the broadcast page here if you're listening later after I publish, or if you're listening now even, and retrieve this extra fun. So they read out news. Sherry Duvalli is a friend of mine. I met out in Las Vegas, and she's the person that publishes this place here, and some others that have their works written up there. And we'll get more into that here. So one of the most significant demographic shifts in the United States today is the movement of people with fundamental American and Judeo-Christian values, value systems, moving into the inland Pacific Northwest. Particularly this retreat to higher ground encompasses Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. It's hardly visible as a strong current and under the surface, but it's there. That, my friend, is the American Readout, a stronghold, a safe haven, a refuge. John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith says this, and I've got a link for you to click and listen. This broadcast is cited by the report also, but this link here you'll find is from Readout News. Continuing, listen to more episodes there at the Radio Free Readout. This has been part of this contention in this report. You'll find reference throughout that report there quite often. But here we have an open letter to Kathy and Paul Leodler, and they are they're ex-FBI agents, or at least one of them. Let's see here. But anyways, they've formed this Rampart Group, all right? And it's from Read out news. Now, the report of investigation regarding Representative Matt Shea, Washington State House of Representatives, was prepared by the Rampart Group and conducted by Kathy and Paul Liedler, lead investigators. Ms. Liedler has deep ties to the Federal Bureau of Investigation and other federal agencies, while Mr. Liedler has ties to law enforcement, even at a global level. The Rampart Group describes itself as a private investigations agency and private security guard company. While the report itself contains clear bias, misrepresentations, and untruths regarding many issues, your report goes into depth about domestic terrorists and complete misrepresentations of groups labeling them anti-government. By your definition, the right of a citizen to stand up against a government tyranny has now been removed from... By definition, the right of a citizen to stand up against the government tyranny has now been removed with the term domestic terrorist. Any attempt by a citizen to confront the government casts suspicion upon them, and they and you are there to make sure the characterization fits. You really think citizens are unable to see what is being done here? Hashtag readout news. Now, as Washington Representative Matt Shea refuses to resign, Evan Bundy challenges the House report. This is from the Seattle Times. And also I have, let's see. I've got some hashtags. This one here, I could open it. This goes back to the readout news, I believe. And here's the clickable link for Emmett Bundy's Facebook video live stream here. And I'm gonna click it. This is not going to be a violation. We're going to play a little bit of beginning of it.
Such as the Republican Caucus and the Police Guild of Washington. Seattle Times headline reads, Washington Representative Matt Shea engaged in domestic terrorism against U.S., says State House report. The article goes on, it says, State Representative Matt Shea planned and participated in domestic terrorism against the United States before and during the armed takeover of Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, an investigation commissioned by the Washington State House found. The 108-page report found that beginning in November 2015, Shea, working with militia leader Ammon Bundy, myself, helped in the planning and preparation of the Malheur takeover. My friends, anybody else listening, including my enemies, that is a lie. If I was in the court, I would say that was a misrepresentation, but that seems too soft in this case because that is a flat-out lie. The report goes on to say that Representative Shea was a leader, basically, in three armed conflicts of political violence against the United States government. And they're talking about the Bundy Ranch, an incident where he helped a veteran keep his guns, and the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. None of those, we used violence. None. The only violence that was used was violence by these government institutions. The very same institutions that are attacking Matt Shea. It says, immediately after the report was released, Representative J.T. Wilcox, the Republican minority leader of the House, said Shea had been suspended from any role in the House Republican caucus. He should resign, Wilcox wrote on Twitter. He cannot use House Republican staff. He cannot meet with the caucus. His office will be moved. Shea's name and picture were removed from the House GOP website. So they completely blackballed him and tried to make him basically not exist as a representative. Many of you know why we went to the Malheur National Wildlife.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. You can pick up the rest of it and come back into the blogcast page here to pick up that link. but you can find it on Facebook. You can do a search and find it in a lot of places. Ammon Bundy's public reply regarding Matt Shea. Ammon Bundy, he says, now I pull out some couple of quotes here. He says, not true of the report calling a Washington State representative a domestic terrorist. It cites Shea as being in the planning and taking part of the 2014 Bundy Ranch standoff, the 2016 Oregon standoffs, and some other activities. There was three, or I think that they, in the report, they want to state specifically. I think that was the one in Idaho with a veteran on one of them red flag laws. They wanted to take his guns, and so yeah, there's a very long list in this report. There's a lot of years that they follow Matt Shea, and we're going to come up to a point in I may pause the recording and listen to a little bit of Leah Sottile. But I took several notes there, so maybe not. This may go for the notes. Let's see. Where did I leave myself? Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, and elsewhere. Matt Shea came along with other state representatives to protect his family, but Ammon says he doesn't recall having met him. Now, he stands for the people, Ammon says. He's been in office since 2008. His district loves him because he will stand, and he stands for principles. And if they want to remove him, they have the power to do so. These bureaucrats and the Republican caucus and in the police guild, he says, should have nothing to say whether Matt Shea remains as a representative of his district. This is from a friend of mine here, Neil Wampler. He says, I met Shea at Bundy Ranch, but he was a latecomer, not a leader. He remained a spectator, and Ammon didn't even know he was there. He goes on to say that he was at Malheur from the first day. Neil is saying that he was there from the first day, and everybody knows who the leaders were. I never saw Shea, he says, or even heard his name mentioned. His treatment at the hands of his colleagues, who have shown themselves to be spineless hacks, is a black disgrace. Thanks, Neil. That was a comment to me on my thread the 21st here last week of December 2019. And Neil's a good man. I've got video of him there at the RealLibertyMedia.com on the Real Liberty Media YouTube channel and in the Bundy Ranch standoff playlist. And you can find a video there. Neil, I should probably put it here in this blog, in radio log. Now, we have this response from by committee to elect Matt Shea. So I would guess that this would be Matt Shea writing it himself, or somebody speaking for him anyhow. No official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, nationalism, religion, or matter of opinion. United States Supreme Court, West Virginia, Board of Education versus Barnett, 319 U.S. 624, 642-1943. After $100,000 of taxpayer money and 5 months, the private investigator hired by the state found no evidence that Representative Shea presents an immediate direct threat to any individual or group. Despite this, so it is him speaking, I have been labeled a domestic, a terrorist, by a private investigator in Democratic donor, with no basis in law or fact. This was a sham investigation. That's a press release from committee to elect Washington Representative Matt Shea from the Inland NW Report, Northwest Report. And, we're back to the storytelling now. Y'all ready? Hold on, let me just go say hi over here. Hello, hi, in the chat room. It's broadcasting this live now. It's always the feds escalating situations into violence. That's what I've seen. They set it up. You know, I've talked about this a lot, so I'll try not to digress. Back over here. let's see if I can do this with a straight face. Buy the ticket and take the ride. Leah Sottile is back again in her Hunter-esque, fanciful fashion. I couldn't do it. fanciful fashion of storytelling. I have the list. I embedded the player here for the Overcast from the Seattle Times, Politics and More. It's episode 119. Bundyville podcaster is Leah Satilli on investigation of Matt Shea. And I also included the link there right below it back to the article at the Seattle Times. And below that, Oregon Public Broadcasting and Long Reads take us on a road trip reviewing the fourth installment from the podcast Bundyville. There's a link to listen. And I say here, maybe they just wanted to be in control of the way the story ended. And I come back to, what was the date on this? This has been some time back. Fear, I think it was a year or two already. Well, Fear and Loathing left Las Vegas, storming the one-house town of Bundyville. The devil be damned, take, buy the ticket and take the ride. There's no turning back. We'd be fools not to ride this strange torpedo all the way out to the end. With hurricane force, determination, Lee and Ryan set the tom-tom's course for Fear and Beyond to the fabled unknown. You can click continue right there in the blog page and get the rest of that. I had just a little fun. But you know what? Listen, seriously, there's lesson to be taken from Leah Satilli and some others. Their writing style, you know, they tell a story and make a intrigue. It brings the listener along, bring them into the story. It's a combination between journalism and storytelling. I'm going to say this about Leah. She's gotten better, I think. Her second Bundyville podcast was less, not without by any means, but less of her inserting herself into the story. She did a good job. She brought some very good things to point. I said in response to part B, which I don't have included here now into the R-Log, we have a duty to respond. So, you know, you can say anything you want to, however you want to, and it's the listener's responsibility to disseminate information. So I'm not going to hold it against her, you know, that she has an agenda. That's, hey, you know, I'm completely biased, you know, what I see here. So, you know, I'm going to tell both sides of it, or try to. And I have a dong over here. Who said that? Hey, over in Politics. Hello, Chloe, tuned in. There's a duck right there. We got duck games playing over here in the chat rooms. Got a couple of chat rooms opened up here. Politics 360. If you're nice, you can come over. If you're not, just stay away. It's nice and peaceful over here. Hello, Chloe. Thanks for listening. All right, where was I? Let's go back over here, over here, over here. Yes, of course, this is where I was, in Bundyville with Leah Satilli. Well, let's see here if we can jumble through any of all these here. Turning off the fire hose. That's what she used to talk about, shutting down Matt Shea. Now, I spoke in Washington. I spent some months of the summer there in 2017 in Spokane. I was blissfully unaware the whole time who he was. He never stood out. I'm pretty sure that I've got video somewhere, not on his computer, so don't bother hacking. yeah, NSA. No, just kidding. No, really don't. I'm pretty sure that I've got pictures and video with Matt Shea and Michelle Fiore. You know what? Oh, boy. Is this a good time? Nah, let me wait till after I go through here. Then we'll get to... Yeah, I shared some I shared some pictures of Michelle Fiore. Now, if you'll look up there, Chloe, up above you, you'll see that. And I'll explain those pics in the next hour. Thanks to Sky Reeve for those. Follow him on Twitter. Now, let me interrupt with this point right here. Let me say... in this report, they call Matt Shea out on wanting to surveil and reconnoiter who the opposition is, who people involved in the Antifa movement and so forth. Now, Sky Reeve is on Twitter, and he probably keeps tabs on more people in what do I call it? I just got to keep it simple. Poots. A, poots and patties. Okay. If you don't know what that is, I explained it before. Anyways. Those that are for and those that ain't are for. Anyways, he keeps tabs on everybody. I appreciate it because I like to... Hey, it's beeping at me. I like to know things, and he makes the work easy, and I appreciate his help. Let's see. I have a dong over there, yes. And, okay. Yes, that was a message. Thank you, Chloe. Yes, that's right. She says only nice people. And so, yeah, dissemination information. Well, man, just look back into, you know, the Stasi or the Nazis and, you know, Gestapo. How much today's modern era saves any future terrible tortures of people to find out who their friends and associates are? Because we tell it already. I mean, it's everywhere. And so... I think it's good that to let people talk, no censor, especially if they're bad people. Let them talk. Let them keep talking, right? All right. And keep track of people. Anybody, whatever your political, you know, if you're putting yourself out there, then you've got to expect that somebody's keeping tabs on you. I figure they are on me. Violence and surveillance, well, that's some other accusations that come from the report. Leah talks about the total effect. She talks about what Matt does in his free time, being a domestic terrorist. It's in the report. So, no reporter, though. She says no reporter has said that. No reporter has called him a domestic terrorist. But by this ex-FBI agents in the Rampart group, they do. So there's this expulsion, and Ammon talked about it. And she goes on to talk about his being kicked out of the government building or his position of power, seated decision. Hail Anthony, thank you, from behind the woodshed. She goes on to say that Shay holds extreme views. And you know what? I think that is not hard to agree with her at all on that. And he's been involved in a lot of things. And she says that she knows quite a bit because she, you know, was there in Spokane, living there. She worked at the reporter at the days, her days at the Inlander, the newspaper there. She's Leah Sottile is... written articles for a lot of big publications, Rolling Stone, Washington Post, LA Times. I mean, there's a lot. She's her works out there. And hopefully she will continue her investigative reporting skills, which she did in their last second Bundyville podcast. She brought some good information to light, and I'd advise listening to that. And again, I disseminate information, so I'm not afraid to listen to all aspects of a particular situation. So she goes on to say about his roles at the Bundy Ranch and at Malheur, and what was participated in chat with what she calls his flock. Shay won't resign. And she talks about his worldviews, the patriot movement, militias, sovereign citizens, white supremacy, and the evangelical attitude, and what America is as a Christian nation, and his ideas, and that she says that he uses his position of power as a missionary position as well. Not a missionary position, but a platform. That was Freudian for real. And he pals around with preppers and stuff. Yeah, that comes to politics and religion and strange bedfellows, I guess, and that's where that Freudian slip come from. And we're gonna get here in a little bit to Michelle Fiore and Franklin Graham, the son of Reverend Billy Graham. And I just can't help myself. I've got to do it. And thanks, Kyrie. God will show them pictures again. I'll include it in the blog here. So it's a little poking fun for me. Where was I? Here I am. I never even left. Reform the value. We're getting into talking about that. This 51st state of liberty that seems to be a desire for by some folks around up in that part of the world. Eastern part of Washington State thinks, and then I would assume that they'd want to incorporate all the way down into the state of Jefferson, perhaps in California. I know there was all talk about that at one time. So she says that he uses his position as a missionary and talks about the leaks both on Shea and Wooten. The Wooten, you know, that was involved in instrumental revelation about what happened there, the terrible injustice by the so-called Justice Department against the Bundys. Well, we hear a just war, one that is just, and the theory of that, the biblical basis of biblical war, a battle plan. Now, inside this, the theocratical government that they would supposed to have, which I wouldn't want any part of. They said there's a long list, and it's in the report. Among them is stopping abortion, same-sex marriage, and it would include death penalty for things like sodomy and other private affairs of people. Again, back into this politics and religion and strange bedfeathers, feathered the bed there, bedfellows. Where does that leak? Leave you. You're leaking, running off here. Well, leaves a lot of questions. So, it was, Shea says he was on a fact-finding mission when he went to Bunkerville in 2014 and other places, cutting red tape, so to say, looking at how land transfers, and they formed the coalition of Western states, collectively known as COWS. Representatives from a few places. Yeah, Grimner, that was fun. Go with the missionary thing. Ed Mallier, 2016, on the planning part, he says in cryptic emails. There's questions of him saddling up with legislatures and kind of a proffering of a false religion in so many ways. What was this? How did the Mormons and mainstream come together? Because, you know, the Bundys being Mormon, and then Shea, and these folks up here that they will later identify as what they call Christian Identity and others. How'd they partner up? Strange bedfellows again in religion, right? Political aims and motivation is perhaps why, as Leah Sottile suggests, and all the people's common cause. Well, they run the ones off that really wasn't a part of it. And I was their witness to that in 2014. Yeah, little dog, bad person. Louie Prepper, bad person. There were probably others there too. Well, what really made people come in? What made the Bundys, the poster child, I think she called it, he stood up there as a poor rancher, being picked on by the government. Now she goes on to talk about the Christian identity and plus fringe of the anti-government worldview. And what was Shea's role in all of this? Was he a planner or was he there as findings? A planning or a finding committee in a sense? It's hard to know beyond the report. Leah says so herself. And talks about flashpoints and the militia, and them looking for this just war. And I've said before, boy, we want to avert any like that, but there are people there. They are hunkering for some hunka-hunka burning hate, not love, right? Well, we talked about the sugar pine. For some reason, did not make it into this Rampart group report. And I've got a question. Why would they hire, if there's some idea of crime, why wouldn't they had whatever law enforcement agency is in jurisdiction to investigate? And I can tell you about how ex-FBI agents work. They are so, Agent Axe in Bruce Doucette's trial, he was one of these undercover FBI agents in there. He did it for fun. He said, I don't even want any money. He was retired. You know, so was these people here, the rap. Their report, ex-FBI. Well, I'm going to tell you what I know about people like them, that they're a part of a continuing agenda. Just don't think just because they've left the FBI, they have no more intention of having the fun that they like to have. Sick people, they are. They've got sick minds. I've seen these FBI informants undercover. We looked at them. Not nice people. And they go to try to make it. Oh, wait a minute. I've left off. Let me get back to where I was at. It was a little side roll there. Well, they talk about, where was I? Militia looking for a reason. They are. Yeah, there is people doing that. Talked about the chat logs, and they were released, leaked, and Jay Pounder and Tanner Rowe, these were affiliates, and they kind of had second thoughts at some point for their working together with Matt Shea, because said that they had concerns about his religiosity and of some theocratical form of government or governance in the area. Plus, talk about the sheriff up there in Spokane, and he's a big not a friend of Matt Shea. Can't call that sheriff's name up there, but it wouldn't be hard to find. Also, Antifa activity. And I think probably Leah probably is pretty correct. And she says there's not really a lot of activity in Spokane. I never seen anything, but I guess there's not a lot of, there's a lot of things I didn't see, I guess. But I did see a lot in Spokane. I liked it there. It's great. Yeah, I'd like to go back and visit again. Well, is it in the air, this religiosity? And also about how exuberant it was when Trump won, and Shea in the elation and all in the winning. And she says that Shea is paranoid, and talking about his having got garnered up a security force there when an event in Spokane because he was scared of Antifa. Antifa Faye. I had a friend named Auntie Faye. He'd say, Auntie. Shut up, child, she'd say. Not really. Well, what turned him? This Pounder fella, we can talk about. I did. I just said that. Why? He's kind of scared to his religious authority. Woof! Woof! Hey, Chloe. Woofy. Yeah. Well, in some of these religious... with some of these released chat logs, they was talking about some mean things, but some send them wolf nuts, or I mean the testicles. That comes from the the podcast. One of the two fellas there, I have to go over and open it up, look at it, get their names again, but it's included here. They were interviewing Leah Sotillion, so they had a good chuckle about the canine. All right, well, let's see here. Wait. Okay, now. We're going to Marble Falls and the Burns. It's a religious community. It was started up in the 90s. Now, Shea has been involved in that 10 or 12 years, speaking every year, like at a 4th of July event, talking in the report about training children in combat and stuff, which I don't know. It's like, what, Super Boy Scout stuff? I don't know. Is it okay to not do it yourself or in a community or in a church, but leave it to the hands of the government? There's a lot of questions here. You know, it's 108 pages, 80 good pages anyways, and the rest of it I think is referenced, but to the report, 80 pages. I read it. I skimmed through part of the outline over the years there that, but I'll go back because I want to look more specifically at a few other things in there, but it won't be coming to air. I should read it separately and put it over to the Ponder Gander podcast player. So anyways, this religion, it came out of what was called the Ark. So Christian identity, there's all kinds of names they hang on these people, right? I don't even know, but there's several, and factions and whatnot. Anyways, I didn't find it. I started out and didn't finish the search here for this bluegrass band that they had there. It's called Legacy, and they play bluegrass and kind of shoot 'em up, bang bang freedom music, I guess you might say. And but anyway, so these folks talk about the Jews, you know, as over there in Israel, is being not the ones to inherit all of the kingdom of God that they say it be, and that these were actually whites. They're the true Israel, and you find them in the Christian Identity, Aryan Nation, people like Richard Butler, and so forth. I guess the list would probably be pretty long, and there'd be a lot to disseminate. I don't favor that sort of idea personally, and but the guy's elected official. If people vote him out now, what if the majority of the people wanted to live in an idea like that? Well, as long as there's not laws that say they're going to start cutting people's heads off for any number of religiosity crimes of supposed, I mean, stick a needle in your arm or any other place that you can get something to prick, to stick. Anyways, it ain't none of my business, their business, your business, or nobody else's business. Gubrazili's message me. When you follow up broadcast, I'll try to catch you. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, man. We'll catch you out. I'll be posting it. Haha. Hello. Hello, buddy Wolfie. All right. Let's see here. Where was I? Yeah. God and Country. The God and Country, 4th of July. He's been there over the past 10 years, they're speaking. And this is no media invites. You're not. This is an invite-only type of thing. Now, was it Leah? Yeah, I think she got up and got a little bit. I got to congratulate her again as an investigative reporter. And she's a little old mousy gal. Now, I'm going to tell you, but she sure showed some courage in some of her encounters and excursions. So props were in credit where credit is due. I ended up here with this towards the end of her broadcast, and you're talking about white nationalists and the white homeland in the Pacific Northwest and the state, and how they're shopping for people in a sense to be a part of that ideology, and that Matt Shea comes out and proud and compares himself to Trump as far as his making things great again, and the persecution like that he sees that Trump's got on the impeachment. Let me go back here now. That was my handwritten notes. Let me go back over here. We're scrolling down. I read all that. Okay, related. I have this here. This goes back. well. I guess it was yesterday. I was trying to just do a little bit of edit on my profile over on the Twitter, and I lost my background picture and my profile picture, so I had to put it in here. But anyways, here's where I got my profile picture. It's a snip out of Las Vegas News 3 interview in 2017. And I've added this in here. Related former prosecutor mass shooting could affect Bundy. So again, this 2017. Bundy supporter Vincent Easley says it's possible. And it's in there about the allegations and people just making things up even. There's a lot. I got a lot left here. Bundy Ranch, we're trading one form of slavery for another. Now what I'm saying is that all we Americans are trading one form of slavery for another. All of us are in some measure slaves of the federal government through their oppressive tactics of telling the ranchers how many cows they can have and on. Now, this is on reallibertymedia.com /author/ finding fineness here, or do the search there. This is Clive and Bundy talking about this. I took this, see, April 25th, the 2014. This is what Clive and Bundy had to say. And you're going to have to come over here and read it. As I'm going to run through here. Here is more, too, from the Real 3%ers of Idaho, from Eric. That's E.J. Parker. They called him the sniper on the bridge. Here's a nice long... I think somebody's out there on the wheeler. I couldn't hear him because my...
Yep.
My headset. Let's see. Where was I? E.J. Parker. And... he says, in their eyes, he destroyed my prosecution by releasing and talking about the Wooten memo. To them, he must be dealt with. What they do not understand is that by some time, we already kicked their asses twice, and they had already lost the narrative. They could not tell it to a jury. Sure, we took losses, but the indictment lie as a whole was not something 12 other human beings could get behind once they heard both sides. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to leave it here for the reader. And I've got, I'm going to keep this going on down. I've come down to the report. This is long. There's a lot. I mean, the language used here, accusations and anonymous. I mean, they have hidden identity so that, you know, there's no face in the accuser. They say in the end of the report here, this is a report of investigation regarding Representative Matt Shea, Washington State of State House of Representatives, December 1st, 2019. No chance to they wanted, they said, yeah, you can answer our questions, and he didn't respond. They sent him email and some other stuff, and no response. So they assumed he wasn't going to respond. Matt Shea was not going to respond to them. And what I mean, I don't know. Is this legit? Is there it's probably, has anybody else done this sort of thing, hired out private investigators to do, you know, a report on somebody sitting in the seat of decision like he is? Well, I have more here that really relates. You know, are they going after people closely in a leadership position and in the counter movement? Is it wrong to rebel? Is it wrong that Matt Shea would come to stand in the gap, to send a fact-finding, to ask that, you know, let's take notes, let's, you know, kind of like a battle plan, I think is what he called it, tactical, somebody has called it that anyways, but we're in occupation. Fighting one side to another, to slaves. We're all slaves. It's like Clive and Bunny says. There's more here. Those are defending the innocent. This comes to the persecution of and prosecution of Rick Quaver, somebody else I met, and have video interview and recordings. They're on the Real Liberty Media YouTube channel, the Bundy Ranch Standoff playlist. It should be here in this radio log. Go all the way to the bottom, you'll find it. Or search it out. Well, those who are defending the innocent are being hunted down by the judges and prosecutors. Ammon Bundy says, sunlight is the best disinfectant. Here's facts you won't hear anywhere else. Let's expose their crimes for all to judge accordingly. Free Rick Quaver calling out Judge Paul Warner. There's a video link there. And that you can send pre-stamped postcards only. This is to address here if you'd like to make contact to Rick Quaver in Weber County Jail. Inmate Claude Roderick Quaver, K-O-E-R-B-E-R, P.O. Box 14,000, Ogden, Utah, 84412. We come down here to the bottom. We'll find an internet radio station that I always click on too, generally, when I'm listening to Real Liberty Media right here. This has been What Matters, a Ponder Ganner. It's a radio writing series with me, Vincent Easley. to think and reason, raising expectations through thought-provoking episodes. Standing in the gap. That's what I'm doing. Serious about it. Connecting voices and considering perspectives. Broadcasting what matters worldwide. Right here, reallibertymedia.com. Author, Brian. Radio reading, it sounds great. Less feeling. Did I tell the rest of this? Tell YouTube to get bit and go to BitChute. Listen, if you're listening at YouTube, go down to the description, click on come back here. You can make your way over to BitChute. If you're not on BitChute, you ought to be. BitChute.com. Also there, let's see. I think I'm wrapped up. Yeah, whatever I've used, I've done under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, you suck, comments. I was talking a lot. News, yes, right. News reporting, reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Take your pick. Thanks, y'all. I'm gonna go push stop. Hey, well, in the meantime, remember, Liberty Media. Come on back. Frickers Ball tonight. It's a prediction. Coming to reallibertymedia.com. Jump into the chat channel there and you can put a prediction in. What do you predict for next year? What do you have any resolutions? Well, come on back and play along if you like and listen in tonight. Come back Sunday for the big hit day around here, Freakers Ball tonight. Grimner plays Blues Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. We got Hal Anthony from Behind the Woodshed. Check the schedule for more. What's playing right here at Liberty Media? Real Liberty Media. Real Liberty Media. Real Liberty Media. Hey.